oh yeah, oh yeah. You know why you're here. We know why you're here. It's the finale after show for Blindspot. Not even going to waste your time. Let's get to it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, yeah.
I feel it.
Make out with woo, you. Woo,
so deep. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Blind Spot After Show, and this is for the finale of Season 2. Can you believe it? We can believe it, and I am your wonderful, amazing, super dope host, Michael Young, at One Youngster, and you can find me online at O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A, but I am joined by the number one. Some call him the gold card. The world calls him the man in the mirror, cut from stone, Nick Murray!
Baby, I am stoked, baby! I'm about to take the shirt off.
Oh, yeah! Oh,
I am psyched! Last episode.
Yes.
Last episode, season 2. What's up, everyone? I'm Nick Marty. I even forgot about that part out of excitement. I'm Nick Marty. You can find me over at NickMarty13 and the Latest Late Show on YouTube. You can see me up in the chat. You'll see the Latest Late Show. Y'all, oh my God. We've been here since like October.
And we made it. We made it. We made it.
Mama, we made it.
Do you know? It feels good. It just feels good to see everything wrap up pretty well for everybody involved. Whoa. For the good guys.
We'll get into that later. Well, I mean, for the good guys, really?
Well, no, actually, you're right.
But we'll get into that.
How did you feel about this episode?
You know, you can always call me Negative Nikki. But let me tell you what's up. I've probably seen three or four better episodes during the season.
Okay.
I wanted a bang out. Yo, you had a satellite that was going to blow up DC, and you, like, it was just graphic, CGI, boom, boom, boom. I wanted to see something blow up. Glass.
Okay. And Matt, there was glass. We did break some glass. I think there was two glass breaks.
I want to say, yeah, one or two. You're right.
Because they shot through a car door or something like that, or a car window. So I think there was two glass breaks, I think.
Two glass breaks, I believe you're correct.
So real quick, who do we have in the chat?
We got a bunch of people. We got me, you, Steven Odin, Classic. He's all our man Cunningham.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We got all our peeps. Cassandra, what up? Sarah Lee.
Yo, it's
repping me because my girlfriend.
Sarah Lee, what's up? Man, I feel like this episode is the finale we needed. You know, we finally got over the hump of Sandstorm. We got over it. We conquered it. It's done. Of course, there'll always be a new threat, but this one is completely handled. So it's taken two seasons, but we have conquered Sandstorm. They are completed. They are done. They're in jail.
Yeah.
In jail or dead.
It's like, you know, in my head, I'm like, is it done?
I want to say
Blindspot is never done.
Well, Blindspot's never done, but Sandstorm, stick a fork in it.
But Sandstorm is Blindspot, you know?
Well,
it's always poked its head around.
Well, is it Sandstorm or is it the tattoos? Because the tattoos are still there.
The tattoos are still there. We'll get into that too. I mean, there's a lot at the end that we got to get into because are the tattoos still there or there's an alien writing? That looked like alien cursive class.
Yes. So let's go to the way we opened up with the whole COG situation. Yeah. It seemed kind of like you said, and Weller said, Sandstorm is everywhere, and you can't trust anybody.
That was a classic 1-2 switch.
Yeah, because I was
you go here. You get out.
Because I was like, all of them do seem kind of relaxed, like they know they're supposed to be there.
Yeah.
You know, they seem like, oh, well, you know, this is what's going on. We're just going to hang out and get comfortable. And, of course, Weller and I cannot remember his name from CIA.
Oh, my God, in the chat.
Let us know, Kendrick?
The
CIA guy. Remind us his name again.
Is it Kendrick?
Nah, it's not Kendrick. I'm trying to think of his name. But he, you know, he teams up with Weller because both of them are like, we don't know what's up. And they end up not only finding some old technology and getting a small word out to Patterson, but a decent little 2-on-1 fight scene. That ends with a bullet in the head, and everybody loves.
There's a couple bullets to the head and bodies.
Yeah,
there's a little bit of blood. There was more blood splatter, I think, this episode than we've seen in a little while.
Yeah, there was street scene.
Exactly. But that first fight scene, you know, it was good. You know, what is it called? One of the Cogmen security guys.
Yeah.
You know, tried strangling.
With a telephone. Like, I didn't know those telephone cords were that strong. I mean, you could take somebody out with a so be careful.
Those were used in the 80s, bro.
Yeah, so if you still have an old 80s school strength. 80s phone that, you know, the telephone cord can stretch from the kitchen all the way to, like, your bedroom, you remember those cords. Be careful with those because you could strangle yourself.
Yo, Ivan just said, "Whoa, Nick, not in a suit."
Yeah, see,
I should have
wore a suit. I should have wore a suit.
You should have worn a suit.
See, man, look, next season we're gonna have to switch it up. Suit and no suit. We're gonna,
today I was just, you know, comfortable. I was chill. I arrived. Yeah. I was like, I have my suit here, but I was like,
it's like, you know what? Let's relax a little bit.
Not today. You know why? There was a lot to take in.
Yeah,
and I needed to be mobile to receive all the information from the show.
And you know who else was mobile?
Who?
Your girl Zapata.
Well said.
Because she was supposed to be getting some bed rest because she got a bullet. Like, do you think, we know it worked out well, but do you think you would have been like just as gung-ho as Zapata was? Or would you have been like, nah, I'm cool. Let me
get my bed rest on. If I found out there's a satellite looking down at DC and like, we're gonna blow up this whole damn place, I think I would have got a little bit of adrenaline. Like,
okay.
Or at least I would have got out of the hospital and just like jet to California, you know? First bus stop, please. Why? No reason.
If there's
a seat open, I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it. I just got somewhere to go.
Just drive.
Take me to the FBI building.
Yeah, please.
Oh, man, but we do get to see the team back in top form for this mission because Reed is back. And his head is in the right place. Zapata's there. You got Patterson. We're going to get to Patterson in a second. But she's on point. And then you got Weller and Jane. But the interesting part, the interesting part about Jane is that she has some options to weigh in this episode. Because the new replacement for douchey CIA guy. But he held it down because he took a bullet for everybody, and I got to give him love for that. But she replaced him, and she told Jane, like, hey, after all this stuff is over, like, you need to go somewhere.
You can get.
You're free.
Because you don't know anything else in life.
Yeah, you're
so
free.
So you got to go explore the other options. She thinks she wants to stay, but you don't know anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, Weller is also moving away, supposedly, because of Colorado. That's where his baby's being born, so you got to move on.
It's a good idea to maybe stretch your legs, spread your wings, all that good stuff. And she starts seriously thinking about that. But she doesn't get much time to speak about it because, you know, Patterson, she figures out stuff too fast. But not satellite too fast, but too fast to get that loving conversation that we wanted to get.
Yeah, we got a little bit of something that was a conversation.
Yeah.
Because it meant we're kind of leaving together, which we'll get into.
Yeah. Now, back on Zapata, Steven Auden says that Zapata really came through for the team. Her scenes with Keaton. Keaton, that's his name.
Yep.
Thank Keaton. Her scenes with Keaton were really funny. Yeah, I even like when he kind of offered her a job on the sneak tip.
Yeah.
He was like, we could really use someone like you. That was cool. It showed that, you know, the FBI and CIA still got beef, you know, but we can lay down our arms right now for Sandstorm. You know, it was nice to see them like in the control room. And that's something that I enjoyed about this mission the most is that everybody had a part to play.
Yeah.
You know, Patterson was doing her thing with the science and the tech. And even we were laughing when she was like drawing the satellite and the lady from NASA was like, that's not to scale.
She was a negative Nikki.
Yeah.
She was a negative Nikki. She was like, not to scale, lady.
It's like, look, I'm trying here.
Bruh.
I got things to
that's
do.
That's the meme of that little guy where he's like, why? Like, shut up. For
but
real.
It was cool, man. How'd you like how Patterson broke all that down? Even though she, you know, because she had her own part of the mission.
Yeah.
How did you like how that played out with her and the NASA people?
Uh-huh. Well, I would say that I think Patterson is always the underrated leader of the group.
Yeah.
She's always been like that. Mm-hmm. So for her to lead this advancement in protecting only Earth, pretty much, from, you know, using NASA's equipment with some of these guest stars that we had on the show today.
Okay.
I think it was normal. I think it was normal of Patterson to do so, take that leadership position, because she's not usually on the field, and
yeah, she does take a lot of that initiative. Yeah,
yeah. So I feel like she's always been the mother hen at the FBI building.
Yeah, yeah. Now, really quick, Ivan Soto said, "Nick, Michael, I will no longer be watching Blindspot. You guys have to."
Why is that?
You have to give us a little more, you know, what you thought about this episode. And actually, while we're talking about this, guys, jump in the chat. Let us know what you thought about this episode. Give us like a sentence or two so we can talk back and forth about this, because I really enjoyed the mission, how everybody had their parts. And speaking about everyone having their parts, you got Jane Weller going off to D.C. in a private jet?
That was a little fancy.
That was a little swanky for them.
A little fancy. A little shishi-foo-foo.
Yeah, it was a little nice. You know, they put their feet up for a little bit.
It was.
I think they were serving drinks on that, and they didn't. That wasn't like a flight that they just had peanuts. You know what I'm saying? They had like, I don't know, good, I don't know, rich people food. I don't know.
Chardonnay and stuff.
And like, I don't know, clams or something.
I got Ivan Soto. I just came back to it, dropped it for a little bit. But after hearing about the season finale, I came back tonight. They're talking about, what is it called? The Blacklist. So they're discussing other shows that that are similar.
Okay.
And, you know, I understand that. I don't know. This season.
This is a long season.
This was a very long season.
It's network, so it is a long season.
That's why maybe the comparison between the two of them.
Yeah,
and
Blacklist is. They're both in the FBI, so Blacklist does have its flavor, but I think Blindspot came strong with more episodes than not this season.
And I'm telling you, like, even in the chat, I know somebody said it. Oh, here, Nick, Michael, I won't be seeing it anymore because they destroyed Roman and Jane's relationship. You know,
we don't know that yet.
Because we've had predictions already, too.
Yeah, we got predictions
like,
on
I think that it was that he's going to come back as more of Jason Bourne type.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those situations. Yeah, let's go on and jump to the end. Let's go on and talk about Roman.
Okay.
We'll talk about Roman now. Thank you, Ivan, for letting us jumping us to that. With Roman, I think that it's a situation where, knowing what I know, I can't be with you as a brother, you know, like we were when I didn't know, but I still love and respect you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm stepping back. I'm not gonna block you. I'm not gonna like be adversarial, but I can't be all hugs and kisses anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think they left on a respect level.
It's like when you just like at the end of a lot of mission movies or CIA movies, when the agent just like walks away, and then the next movie you see them like in a beach house where they've like escaped everything, you know, where mm-hmm. they just wake up and they're like living a life on a private island where nobody knows where they are. It's like you want to know that you hope that that has happened to Roman.
Yeah.
You hope that he didn't end up, you know, kidnapping, which we'll talk about a little bit later, these several team members. But we hope that, you know, Roman, you're not a bad guy.
Yeah, he's faced certain circumstances and been manipulated since his youth, but he's not intrinsically bad. And I think that he knows that, you know. I think deep down that's why he gave up the fight with Jane, and because even Weller could have, you know, took a shot at Roman, but even he was just like, you know what, it's cool.
Weller could have taken a shot.
Yeah, because remember he kind of stumbled out.
I think he would have shot him if he hadn't stumbled.
Okay.
Because he was like, stop. Then he fell. It wasn't like, stop. Turn around, please. Like, we need to talk. It was like, stop. And he was like, ugh. Then he fell. So it's like, I think he would have, if he could have.
All right, cool. All right, well, we got some more other show talk. But the cool thing about the family is that all of them fought each other, but all of them are still standing. You know, Mom fought Jane, or Shepherd fought Jane.
Yep.
Jane, well,
and her son Weller.
Yeah, you know, and her son Weller to a certain degree.
Yeah.
The way she was playing him when he was younger.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Jane fought Roman. But all of them are still standing. So they haven't, I guess, in that they haven't destroyed each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so maybe there's a way, especially with Jane and Roman, that they can mend that fence in the future.
Yeah.
And since we've jumped 2 years in the future. So let's talk about that 2 year jump.
Yeah.
Were you surprised that they...
I think we both had this kind of face when, like, huh? Like for the first 5 minutes of it, we were like, what the hell is going on?
It's like, 2 years? I'm like, wow, okay.
It was like the mountain, then the monk, and then we're just like...
There was a large tonal shift in that scene from what we had seen before. Plus, you know, she got long hair. We find out that they were married.
But I think there was no connection between her leaving and, like, why she left.
Yeah, we didn't learn that just yet.
Which I felt like that should have totally been explained.
I'll agree. I think...
Because it was just kind of, like, lost. Why is she here?
I think they're trying to hold on for if they get a season... Well, now we know there's going to be a season 3. But at the time when they were filming and writing this, they probably were like, just in case, we'll leave some mystery out there that, you know, people can always speculate on for years and years to come.
Well, it's something that she had done, and in my opinion, because we can only do a guessing game,
yeah,
I think that she had snapped from kind of like how Roman would snap on his thoughts or memories. Okay. I think Jane had snapped from her memories and maybe tried hurting someone because she left, but Weller still loves her for her, so he wanted to keep the ring on. And this lady didn't have her ring on.
And also, when she was climbing the mountain, when she got to the top, it seemed like her master or whatever even said, you still have a longing in your eyes. So maybe by going there, she was trying to let something go or free herself from something. So you're right. Maybe there was a memory that triggered something or it was too hard for her.
Yeah.
Too hard
but to
for
get
her
rid of the longing in her eye, she had to go back home.
Yeah, she had to go back to that love.
Coincidence that Weller showed up?
Yep. And that amazing love. It was beautiful. Guys in the chat, let us know if it was great when she said, I love you too. That was great. That was nice. I was like, finally. Finally. Y'all been playing around.
For real. Everyone that we were hoping who would hook up, like, finally, you know, got together. But even, I guess... Well, I see Cassandra actually agrees with me about how I believe we're on the same page about how there was no connection of why she left yet.
Yeah,
and that
yeah.
should have been explained.
Yeah. The only thing I can think is they're probably trying to, like, leave that just in case. Well, at the time, just in case this is season 3. So now we'll probably get flashbacks and stuff like that in season 3. But
I do think
like
it was a little bit of a mess, though.
Yeah,
it did seem... The last 5 minutes, in my personal opinion.
It seemed like... It just seemed... It was the shift was so different.
That, so quick.
Yeah, and it was just like, whoa, this is different. And the biggest difference that we saw was the package that he brought to her. Because he comes in and he's like, hey, you know, Reed is missing, Zapata's missing, Patterson's missing, and all we got is this box.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty clear distinction that it's yours.
Yeah.
And she touches it. While he's touching it, and then it opens, and they find out that only together...
I think I knew who dropped it off, too.
Well, we'll...
It was a couple's therapist.
Yeah, yeah.
You know why it was a couple's therapist? So apparently they had problems, and it has to use both problems. Of them to work.
Look, guys, if you're in a relationship...
Drop this with some knowledge.
If you're in a relationship, and you need to go climbing mountains, maybe you should just visit a couple's therapist.
And get a box like them.
And get a box. Get a box with metal stuff in it.
That's it.
Thank you. That's free. It's just for you. it's cool to see how it, you know, they both touched it. It seemed to power up and it lit up the bird or whatever that was on her neck.
Yeah.
The only thing is that did it seem too supernatural or sci-fi for you?
No, not at all. Of course it did. Are you kidding me? She had ultraviolet going through her blood. Like, come on.
Yeah, it definitely, I don't know how to take that. It's because it's almost like it's a different show. It's like completely.
It's completely different. Unless they're involved with aliens, because that makes no damn sense of why your skin, the tattoos. No, come on.
I don't. I really, guys in the chat, let us know what you think about that tattoo and the way it glued.
Your Cunningham
or glued
asks,
or whatever.
Have they ever done time shifts before as in the 2 years later? They have with like Weller, showing Weller back at the high school.
Yeah, but that was more of a flashback than like a future time jump. They haven't really, because even after season one, they didn't do like a crazy time jump where everybody's.
There would be no reason to, I guess. I think you're right. Who was it? I think it was Cunningham. Yeah, I think it wasn't.
Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to see, I guess, I'm very intrigued to see where they take this. Because it had a very sci-fi quality to it. You know, and I don't know if that was the direction of this show ever. It never seemed, and guys, let me know in the chat, like, I always thought the show was very terrestrial. Like, it was very grounded. It was very here. There's no sci-fi stuff. There's no, you know, any kind of supernatural element. And this definitely changes the game.
You know, would have been actually more, I think, a better alternative to that.
Okay.
Would have actually been, this would be cool. So if instead of her tattoos lighting up like ultraviolet, instead there was a technology, which would be possible, to see that all those tattoos were covering up other tattoos underneath.
Okay, and like she actually has to go get like an MRI machine
or
something
like
that.
Yeah, underneath the bird was an actual like a box, you know?
Oh, okay.
And it's like, but then they, all of a sudden they could show the shapes and things that were underneath them, and it's a whole other map.
Yeah, and then it doesn't lend itself to being so sci-fi. Because that, it did
kind of... It was much.
Yeah, it... Oh, Ivan said Jamie Alexander is used to sci-fi, which is true, but Jane... Is not used to sci-fi.
And I guess you could say they're used to sci-fi in the aspect of, the FBI and CIA are knowledgeable about aliens and technology, futuristic technology. But
in the flashbacks where they show her getting the tattoos, there doesn't seem to be anything outside of the norm of how you get a tattoo. Like, it's like a dude with a little needle gun. It's like, that's it.
Done.
Like, done. This is it. Whole tattoo, whole body. This is finished. Like, it's like about 10 minutes. No problem.
Done.
And I don't see where they're trying to take this. So before we jump off, you know, we have the space mission.
Yeah.
Successful. We have the ground mission. Successful. Everybody's happy at the end. We get some good speeches. We get a speech from Weller. We get a nice little talk from Reed
family.
And everything. That's right. Family. And maybe Reed and Zapata, maybe in the future. But we get to see someone that had left a while back return. And that's when Shepard is in chains. That's right. Shepard is getting interrogated by none other.
That was a good one.
Than the fly dress wearing.
She looked good too. She looked good. She was at her Sunday best.
Yeah.
Ready to destroy Shepard's mind.
Look, whoever is like dressing Nas's character, you know where the fly dresses are. Like, I don't know, a costume designer extraordinaire. She got that on lock because Nas is like, even though I work at the CIA, doesn't mean I can't be fashionable. And even though I'm about to torture somebody. Because she's going to torture Shepard.
With the pinky up.
You can do it like, yes. little pinky up. You can't just torture people in sweatpants. You know what I'm saying? You got to step your game up.
Also, there was a lot of technology in that room, too.
Yeah, you got to be very...
There was five machines going on.
Yeah,
she walks
like
in,
very
she's like,
dainty.
Do you even know what this technology is? You
like,
don't.
It's like, you don't?
Ours.
Because I'm so cool. Because
it's alien software.
Prediction. So, since we have the time, and since we have people in the chat, let's go in and spend some time talking about some predictions.
I like that.
Because
I like that.
We've got some time to predict what's going on in the next season, and I'm psyched.
And now, you're after
right now. He's talking now.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, so really quick, if you can just drop some knowledge about some predictions that y'all have so we can read it out loud.
Thank you, Ivan. Nas is NSA, not CIA. Cool, my bad. All right, no doubt. And wow, that means the NSA is way more rough and tumble than I thought they were.
Yeah, they're about to destroy that chick.
I thought they were just reading emails and listening to calls and stuff. Those guys do not play. Like, I thought they just watched out for text messages or something.
So what do you think? What do you think in
all right
for season three?
Season three, I think we open up with them finally coming back to a brand new office. Like, the office is going to look completely different. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to get some more play from the new CIA lady. And I say Nas comes back because Nas is going to come back because we're at like a sort of threat level, you know, going on with Patterson being gone, with Reed being gone, with Zapata being gone. And I think that's going to be the new team until they find, you know, Reed and them, say, mid-season. No.
They're going to come back first episode.
Oh, really?
For sure.
Okay.
It's like Walking Dead, right? Right? You don't know who's going to get their brains bashed in. First episode, you find out. I think it's because you can't drag it out. You know, you have three characters that are recurring and stars of the show.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So it would be too much to not show them.
It would be too much to not show them.
Or maybe if you show them, you know, wherever they're being held, but then, you know, they form the new team.
So two different stories.
Yeah, so you got your hostage story, and then you got the new team forming. You got the CIA lady, and maybe bring in another Roman-ish guy.
Yeah.
Maybe even show, I would like to see Roman on his own kind of doling out justice as he sees fit. That could be cool.
I like that.
Roman, a.k.a. The Punisher.
So
what do you got for season three?
Okay, feel free to disagree as well. Feel free to give me your opinion on it.
All right.
I'm thinking that Roman, I don't think Sandstorm is done, okay? I think there's a part two, literally. There's actually a second sector of Sandstorm.
Okay.
And so what I'm thinking is Roman knows a little bit about it. I think Roman is going to go completely rogue, attacking the FBI and Sandstorm.
It would be nice to have a third party that's not bound by either side, that's kind of like this just wild card.
Yeah.
And not the wild card from Sunny in Philadelphia. But
that was good.
Not that wild card. But a wild card that you never know where it'll pop up. You never know where his loyalties lie. And I think that could work out really well. I think that could be something that pushes the story forward in a different way emotionally for Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely for Jane. I think in season three, Jane is going to have to choose between repairing her relationship with Weller and searching for Roman.
Yeah.
Because I think Roman's going to be out there. I think Roman's going to be kicking up dust somewhere because Roman is a dope character. At first, Roman, I hated you. You was whack. But now you're in my good graces. Even though you're a little bit bad, I still think you're cool. So, Roman.
I thought he was going to get shot.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be.
That would have been good.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be his end, but they let him walk off into the sunset. Yeah. He got his Clint Eastwood.
This time.
So there are some people saying that they think Roman is a red herring as far as like everybody missing. Do you think Roman could like kidnap all of them?
Yeah.
Like I
think he would be capable one at a time.
Yeah, but I mean, all of them have some, you know, different routines, you know, different people watching them or different ways that they watch or protect themselves. I mean, they're not regular citizens. You know, these are FBI agents, you know? So, to kidnap all of them? Wow. Okay. How about this? What is it? Was it Ivan or was it Steven? I think it was Steven. But if it's Steven or Ivan, if Roman did kidnap them all, why? Because I want to know what his motivation would be. But payback for what? If he really wanted payback, the only people that I see are Jane Weller or Shepard. Those are the only real paybacky people.
But that's it, though, right? Well, it's like you took something that they need. Patterson is their
source of information. Oh, yeah, so he's indirectly kind of.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, that could work. Yeah. That could work. Now, relationships. Season three. Zapata and Reed definitely get together.
They're definitely dating and working together.
They're dating. They're on the job. Smoochy, smoochy. They move in together.
Yeah.
But no kids, but smoochy, smoochy.
Totally, they're moving in together. You're right.
And Jane puts her ring back on. I say Jane puts her, but it's going to take a little longer. Like Jane
won't. Episode five?
Nah, I'm thinking about like mid-season finale. She's finally, she finally like, she puts the ring. She's like, I love you, Weather. I love you too. And then like some soft music is playing.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he's like, he looks like he wants to cry, but Weather don't cry. So he looks, boy, it's in his eyes. It's in his eyes. He's like, but he don't cry.
I feel you.
But you see the emotion there. And you kind of, see, that's how Weller is. Because Weller is like, he is like the Marlboro man, just without smoking.
He's, what is it, Marlboro Camel? The Camel?
The Camel like Cool? Joe Camel.
That's it.
Oh, man. So, okay. We got Shepherd. She's in lockdown. Do you think she ever resurfaces as a villain? Or do you think her place could... Do you think she could end up being a Hannibal Lecter type character? Not from the show, but from like outside, Silence of the Lambs.
Inside to outside.
Yeah, like Silence of the Lambs, where she's always locked up, but she's able to like help with crimes and stuff. Do you think she could?
Oh, then I don't think so. You know why? Because if Blacklist already exists,
that does kind of coincide with that.
But that would be a good take at it if that had already been airing.
All right, so since we've covered that, let's go in and tackle this sci-fi, supernatural, possible angle. Where do you think these tattoos now lead with the glowing and all that? Like, where, like, do you think it's aliens? Do you think it's just high tech?
Or I think it's just high tech. Okay. But it would be really cool if instead we're going to, like, different hideouts, but we're going to, like, secret bases.
Okay, so like different black sites and stuff, and okay, and maybe a kind of video game type of situation where you gotta like go to this base and recover this, and go to this base and recover this, and okay, so that plays off of the way the tattoos work, and maybe like the glowing will be a way that they like lead them or something because it's weird.
Yeah,
I don't. And I love sci-fi. I love supernatural stuff. So it's not that I'm not into it. It's just that
it didn't fit
for this
it
show. Didn't fit. Yeah, because like she climbs to the top, and you got like the monastery.
Yeah,
you know the abbot or whatever at the top. Like you got all in their like monastery robes and stuff. And I'm just like,
it just didn't fit.
It didn't fit, especially, why didn't she wear the robes, man? She just wearing, like, some jeans or a t-shirt.
True.
Like, she needs to get in. That's why she has that long in her eye. You climbing the mountains the wrong way. When they climb the mountains, they wearing the robes on, and you ain't got no
robes.
They
just use the rope to climb down. They, like, tie part of like, it.
See, if you're trying to find yourself by climbing mountains, wear a ceremonial robe. Because that's what helps you connect with your chi on the inside, and it mixes up with all your good feelings.
Agreed.
And it gives you power.
Agreed.
See? There you go. See? That's you learning right now. Right here, that's how you learn.
But I do think overall it wasn't fitting. Interesting ending. But good episode. Yeah, Not the best, but good.
I think up until the 2-hour jump, I thought it was on the excellent side.
Two-year jump.
Two-year jump. Yeah. After that, I think it dropped down to the good a little bit. But Ivan Soto said that the showrunner said Sandstorm will not be a big threat anymore.
Not
be a big threat. So maybe it's a situation where they're kind of like a chicken with their head cut off, where they still sort of exist, but they have no direction.
Yeah.
So they're still... They're still kicking up dust and still a problem, but they're on nowhere near the scale or the planning that, Shepherd put into
it. And it'll be like a starting from square one where we're trying to figure out everything about this enemy starting season three, It's not like we know Sandstorm, I guess, if that's the case. Then it's like we literally have to start from basics, from scratch, to find out who, what, how they work, who's in charge.
All right. Now... Let me throw this out to you in the chat. What if the kidnappers were some of the cogs? Like maybe the cogs,
because
it seemed like at least one of the cogs were Sandstorm.
Yeah.
So what if this is part another part of the Truman Protocol?
I definitely or do think you that's possible. Just like, I think that's possible. Very possible.
Because maybe, since they're not a big threat, maybe it's a situation where they're trying to fight back and gain power again, and like this is the only way that they feel that they can kind of, you know, strike back after losing Borden and losing, was it Parker?
Shepard.
And Shepard, which was the big dog.
Yeah.
You know, and then even there, they blew up the buildings, but they evacuated all of them, so they had a symbolic victory, but they didn't get the casualties that they wanted.
Yeah.
So they kind of have this wounded animal kind of limp to them, and maybe they want to, you know, they want to fight back. So that could be real cool. That could
fight
be real cool.
Coming this next season.
So, yeah, man, next season there's a ton of stuff to talk about. I'm guessing it's high tech. You're guessing it's high tech.
Yeah.
In the chat, it doesn't look like anybody's calling for aliens. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't see anyone calling for aliens. So at least that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So Patterson's good. You know, Reed Zapata's good. You know, everybody's in their places at the end. Then we take a two-year jump. Do you think we'll ever fill in that time in season three?
Yeah, I say first five episodes.
Okay, cool. Well, man, I think, let's see if anybody, nope, still no aliens. I was hoping one of you guys would say aliens, but no, we have no aliens. Well, I'm going to say it. Maybe it was aliens that gave a tattoo.
This show's going to be done.
This show is over.
Yeah.
But man, I had a wonderful time. So this season, how do you feel about this season?
Pretty good. Like I said, there's been my probably four favorite episodes in the past. Action was what I was all about. If it was action, I was about that episode. And this episode didn't, you know, really fulfill what I was expecting. But overall, the season, you know, good. Ups and downs with the Sandstorm. Sometimes I would get annoyed with them. Sometimes it was cool. But overall, satisfactory. I liked it.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Would you recommend this show to somebody that's into action?
Depended on what type of action.
Okay.
Because this was a long, drawn-out
This fight. Season is, especially since everybody's getting used to kind of like the way Netflix or the way FX does it, or like AMC, you know, with the shorter, like either 10 or 13 episodes, network TV does seem long now.
Oh, yeah.
But I do think that there's a way that they can do it next season where, okay, if you have 22 episodes, you can break this into like, these four episodes is this story.
Oh, yeah.
These four episodes is this story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then maybe that'll help keep it fresh. And then give us some more Rich.com, man. Like, Rich.com
is
that dude. We might be hollering at him in the future.
We have to for the next season.
Yes. So, man, we enjoyed the season.
Yeah.
It was cool. A great, but at the end, kind of weird finale. But all in all, I enjoyed it. I'm very interested to see how they play this out and explain the tattoos.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're gonna have to like retcon the little stuff.
Yeah, but yeah.
We really enjoyed it, guys. If you're watching right now, don't forget that when you're in the chat messages, unfortunately, they do not stay. So hit us up in the comments, leave a comment, and also hit that thumbs up and leave us a like and subscribe if you aren't already. Also, you can find AfterBuzz everywhere online at AfterBuzz TV. And if you're listening, if you're getting your audio listen on, don't forget iTunes is where you can find us. And I am joined by the one.
Thank you, sir.
The only.
Thank you.
The super duper cool Nick Marty. Where can people find
you? You can find me ever at NickMarty13 and The Latest Late Show on YouTube. Thank you guys so much. It's been an awesome couple months. Well, not a couple. A lot of
a whole bunch
great
of
months. We've had super fun, you know, involving and growing this chat with you guys and just going back and forth. It's like y'all are sitting with us literally during this show. So thank you guys always just for your insight, your clarity with facts and everything like that. I know I'm going to be doing other Spotlight On where I do one-on-one interviews at AfterBuzz. So you can always check that out. And you can always see on my Instagram where I am at.
Yeah.
Where can we find you at?
Oh, really quick. I forgot because this is our last chat roll call.
True.
So chat roll call, we got Steven Auden, Ivan Soto, we got Cassandra, Sarah, Latest Late Show, Omid Marty is up in there somewhere, I think. Cunningham 2014. Yo, guys, thank you for hanging out with us all season. We love y'all. Remember, #BlindSpot, #YouBlind. You can find me right here at AfterBuzz and on Sundays on Popcorn Talk Network doing Jedi Alliance, holding it down with Alexis Torres. Mark B. Donica is super duper cool. You can find me, Nerd Soul, on YouTube. Just search it, NERDSOUL. That's one word. On Black Hollywood Live. And, of course, online at One Youngster, which is O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A. Man, it's been done. A wonderful season.
Knock me.
Damn. We love y'all. Stay
Thank
real.
Y'all.
Peace.
Catch y'all later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Blindspot, ka-chow!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.